Martyrdom of Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace upon him. In the name of God, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Salam, dear listeners, and heartfelt condolences to you all on a very doleful day. Today, the 25th of Shawwal, renews our grief, since it was on this day Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace upon him, the sixth infallible heir of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, was forced to depart from the mortal world because of a dose of fatal poisoning by the tyrant Mansur Dawaniqi, who styled himself as the second caliph of the usurper Abbasid regime. Please stay with us for an exclusive feature in this regard. We have figured everything in a manifest imam. These are the words of God Almighty in Ayah 12 of Surah Yasin of the Noble Quran. These divine words are worth pondering upon. They refer to a group of extraordinary persons of the human race whom the one and only Creator, after having tested their souls before creation, has entrusted them in authority. Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, as the best of creation, is most supreme example of this group, followed by his divinely designated vicegerent, the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace upon him. Next are the leaders of the youth of paradise, Imam Hassan Mujtaba and martyr of Karbala, Imam Hussein, peace upon them. The other members of this elite group are the nine infallible descendants of the martyr of Karbala, culminating in the awaited savior of mankind, Imam Mahdi. May God hasten his reappearance for establishment of the global government of peace, prosperity, and justice. It is incumbent upon humanity to follow the guidelines of these paragons par excellence, in order to achieve success in life and salvation in afterlife. Thus, Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace upon him, whose martyrdom we commemorate today, was indeed among the manifest imams in whom God Almighty has figured everything, as Ayah 12 of Surah Yasin testifies. Those still in doubt about the unsurpassed God-given merits, knowledge, and wisdom of the Prophet and the Imams of his infallible Ahlul Bayt are invited to study the life of Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace upon him. Born in 83 AH to Imam Muhammad Baqir, peace upon him, he spent the first 12 years of his life under the guidance of his grandfather, Imam Zainul Abidin, peace upon him, the survivor of the tragedy of Karbala. History bears witness that while only a boy of less than 10 years, Imam Sadiq, peace upon him, used to frequent the classes of his grandfather and father, and to the surprise of the students, which included gray-bearded scholars and were far older in age than him, he used to discuss serious matters of jurisprudence, theology, and other sciences. In one such discourse, when he was only 11 years old, he entered a class of students and scholars discussing the subject of astronomy and to the surprise of everyone, except his own father, he explained to the gathering, "The earth cannot be flat because of the way the sun rises in the east and sets in the west, and in view of the fact that the day and the night cyclically follow each other, completing a 24-hour day. This means," said the young, beardless, preteen boy, "the earth is round, otherwise this would not have happened in such a precise manner." All the scholars and students gasped in surprise and acclamation, while Imam Baqir, peace upon him, smiled in appreciation of God-given knowledge of his young son. For the information of our listeners, this incident is not just confined to the sacred text of the followers of the Ahlul Bayt, but has been mentioned in a book compiled by 5 French scholars at Strasbourg, France, titled The Heart of Shia Scholarship. Written originally in French, the book has been translated into English, Arabic, Persian, Urdu, and other languages with authoritative references. Today, we are living in an age of injustice and hypocrisy, despite mankind's achievements in science and civilization. The modern world is embroiled in the most macabre form of cannibalistic terrorism by the godless takfiris who masquerade as Muslims in order to tarnish the image of Islam on the orders of their heretical Wahhabi creators. The devilish Zionists and the satanic powers such as the US, which misuse science and technology to build dangerous atomic arsenals. The situation warrants us to focus on the genuine teachings of Islam, as bequeathed to us by the Prophet through his immaculate Ahlul Bayt. Of this elite group, it was Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace upon him, who, during his 34-year mission, had the opportunity to revive for the benefit of humanity the genuine Sunnah and Sirah, or the practice and behavior of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Imam Sadiq, peace upon him, at whose feet some 4,000 scholars used to assemble at his famous Academy of Medina to learn different branches of knowledge and wisdom, including natural sciences like physics, chemistry, astronomy, and the like, in addition to hadith, exegesis of the Noble Quran, jurisprudence, theology, etc., lived in a crucial era when the tyrannical Umayyad regime was on the way out and the equally oppressive Abbasid regime was seizing power. As a result, the sixth Imam, though subjected to intermittent bouts of imprisonment by the Umayyad Hisham ibn Abdul Malik and the Abbasid Mansur Dawaniqi, had the time to teach the seekers of facts and realities that the earth is spherical. It revolves around the sun. The air contains oxygen. The water has hydrogen and mysteries of the rays of light. Besides expounding to them the proper cognizance of Almighty Allah, the concept of divine justice and correct manner of prayer and supplication, and the wisdom of reward and punishment on the day of resurrection. At the same time, he advised those in political authority to cater to the needs of the people. Be kind to the masses. Do not oppress them. Behave in good manner. Desist from embezzlement and stealing from the public treasury, and to avoid listening to mischief mongers whose main intention is to wreck the life of others. A vivid example in this regard is the sixth Imam's letter to Abdullah al-Najashi, who was the governor of Ahvaz and Fars in southwestern and southern Iran. The letter given to a person who lacked the means to pay the heavy taxes levied by the regime read, "In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, behave leniently towards your brother. May Allah be lenient with you too." When Najashi took the letter, he kissed it, read it, and not only exempted the bearer from paying the heavy tax of 10,000 dirhams, but granted him several other facilities. These and other examples of public welfare, coupled with the imparting of the genuine teachings of Islam, as well as grooming in science and technology, one of whose exemplary products was Jabir ibn Hayyan, the father of chemistry, were viewed with horror by Mansur Davanighi, who knew that the rightful successor of the Prophet was Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace upon him. And once people became aware of this reality, will we most surely turn away from the Abbasid. He also knew how the Abbasid propagandists had received the Muslim masses by raising the slogan of restoration of the rights of the Ahlul Bayt during the campaign to overthrow the Umayyads. Although Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace upon him, had no intention of taking over the political rule of the Islamic realm, he had, without opening it, burned the letter of offer of caliphate by the general Abu Salameh al-Khalal, since the imamate is God-given authority and it is divine will that only the 12th and last infallible imam will rise as Qa'im al-Mahdi in the end times to establish the global government of justice. The Abbasids were frightened, and Mansur left no stone unturned to undermine Imam Sadiq, peace upon him, including the futile bid to use pseudo-scholars such as Abu Hanifa to debate with the rightful Imam, in whom God has enshrined all knowledge. Mansur remembered his days as an obscure, persecuted member of the larger Bani Hashim clan, whose prime member was Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace upon him, in those days of persecution of the Prophet's family. He was aware of his own insignificant presence at the famous gathering at Abwa in 120 AH, where he had acknowledged Imam Sadiq, peace upon him, as the Prophet's rightful successor, and given pledge of political allegiance to the Hassanid branch of the Prophet's family as future rulers after the Umayyads. In 132 AH, the Abbasids seized the caliphate by deceiving the masses. In 136, Mansur succeeded his brother Abbas as-Safa as caliph and immediately started imprisoning, torturing, and martyring the descendants of Imam Hassan Mujtaba, peace upon him. Nafs Zakiye was martyred in 142 AH, and his brother Ibrahim was martyred the next year. Mansur had the roof of the prison collapsed on other members of the Hassanid clan and buried them alive under the debris while building his new capital, Baghdad. Finally, in 140 8 AH, the dastardly Mansur had Imam Sadiq, peace upon him, martyred through a fatal dose of poison. He thought he could blot out genuine Islam, but failed, as is clear from the prevalence of Fiqh al-Ja'fari, or the school of jurisprudence of the Ahl al-Bayt, which is indeed the pure, pristine, and dynamic Sharia of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny.